This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The unselfishness of that mantra, if you will, is huge, right? I think that's a key aspect of really good teams across all sports, that unselfish nature. And I think that's what you're seeing on full display and what you saw last night. I think 10 guys caught balls. James and Ray and Ty all shared some carries and had their share of success on the ground as well. So, you know, just a good, healthy dose of unselfishness.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott. The Bills loving their unselfishness right now. 2020, 13 different receivers caught a touchdown for the Bills.
Yep.
13. Will we get 13 this year?
Because
right now we got 10 or 11 in a game. 13 different players caught a touchdown in 2020.
All right. Let's see. They have how many already this year? Five?
Coleman
has one.
Cook?
Cook has one. Ty Johnson has one now.
Yep.
Kincaid has one.
Shakir
has two. Is that it? That's five?
Well, let's just go to who else would get him.
All right, so Knox. Knox will get one.
Oh, Mac Hollins has one.
Okay. Yes, he does. You're right. So six.
You'd have to get one. You'd have to get to MVS.
MVS would be seven. And Knox, eight.
Curtis Samuel.
Nine.
We got four more we got to get in here. Did you say Ray Davis?
Nope. Ray Davis is 10.
10.
Did we say Marquez Valdes-Scantling?
We did.
Okay, never mind.
Who are we forgetting? Anybody in the receiver room?
How about... Oh, I was going to go to Quentin Morris.
Quentin Morris is 11. I need two more.
We're going to need a third tight end.
Dawkins. We got to get Dawkins in there.
Yeah, we might need an offensive lineman.
And listen, let's throw...
No, we need another receiver. We need a receiver to get in a game. You know, there's going to be... They have five receivers. Somebody, one of the five, is going to miss a game this year.
Brandon Codrington.
He plays cornerback, though, right?
All right. I'm trying to find touchdowns.
You're putting him on offense. I'm not opposed to it.
In 2020...
Gilliam.
That's 12.
Okay.
In 2020, 13 different Bills caught a touchdown.
Give me Tyrell Shavers. They need one other receiver catching one.
All right.
One sixth receiver. And then I still need one more? Maybe you do need a lineman.
Think you do.
Allen so, catching one.
In the year, in 2020, when they did it, you ready for who the 13 players were?
Yeah, go ahead.
Gabe, Diggs, Beasley, McKenzie, John Brown, Kumaro were the receivers.
Okay.
Croft, tight end, Dawson Knox, Lee Smith, Reggie Gilliam.
Okay.
Running backs, Zach Moss and TJ Yeldon.
Only two running backs? No Singletary?
Singletary and Andre Roberts did not have one as of...
That was 13 that you just read
off? That was 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't even need a lineman in there.
Yeah, it would have had to be Andre Roberts or... This is an article from December of 2020 when the Bills tied the record with 13 different touchdown receptions in December. Matt Warren wrote that for Buffalo Rumblings. So,
did you say Allen?
I did not say Allen. He caught one in... When's his most recent touchdown catch?
He caught one in Arizona, I think, that year.
In 2020?
That was in 2020, wasn't it? So wouldn't Allen be one of them?
Yeah, you're right. He threw touchdowns to 12 players and caught one himself from Isaiah McKenzie.
He caught one himself.
He was the 13th.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was going to say, we're missing somebody.
Listen, I will get Everybody Eats tattooed across my chest if they get to 14 this year. I'm not actually going to do that, but I think they got to get to 14.
Yeah.
13 different touchdown receivers in 2020. It's pretty funny. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
To get that far.
It's just kind of not too different from what it's always been.
It really, honestly.
It's really not that different.
It's not that different. Last year, they got a little bit more funneled than previous years, but I mean, how many receivers do they have on the team? Was it four?
And had, oh, man, there were games they lined up with only four active receivers, I think, like, that were even in the lineup.
Last year, it did get funneled a little bit more and more Diggs-heavy, but the previous 3 years with Diggs, they spread the ball around plenty. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Allen will catch one. Who? All right.
What's more likely, Allen to catch one or a lineman to catch one? Probably a lineman to catch one.
The real question is,
are they going to want to put Allen in harm's way? Imagine he gets injured on a pass to him. The whole league is going, what on earth are you doing? Throwing him a pass like that. They did it. They did it in a rookie year. I think they ran a fade route to him. I'll find that play. I don't think they're going to throw him a pass.
See, you're saying they're not going to throw him a pass. I want to have a bet on who's going to be the one that throws it to him.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, it's tough. Like, they don't. Dable ran a trick play every other game, and
they haven't run
this. Was a thing about Dorsey, and Brady hasn't run a trick play to my eyes either.
I don't think so either.
I wouldn't qualify these orbit motion plays as like trick plays. Those are just well designed plays.
Yep.
Someone on another position is throwing a pass. That's a trick. That's a trick play, right?
Yes.
And they haven't done that. It's fine, right? Like,
yeah,
just score points.
If they score points, it's fine.
But they are cool once in a while to have. Hey, Devin Singletary's throwing a pass against the Cowboys, or Beasley's throwing a touchdown pass against he had one at some point in time.
Definitely a way, you know, you can score five straight touchdown drives and demoralize a team. Sometimes Eric Wood was on the afternoon show talking about how, you know, when you're running all, maybe he's talking about running all over a team, like, you feel like you can't stop that team, that's demoralizing. One other way to be demoralized, I think, is to have a trick play work against you. Right?
Yeah.
The Philly special. It's not just that they beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. It's that they tricked them and they threw it to Nick Foles. Like, wow. We weren't ready for that. We got faked out. Trick plays are, you know, they're a little bit of a dance on somebody's grave.
Yeah. Under Brian Dable, Cole Beasley had a touchdown pass. Isaiah McKenzie had a touchdown pass. John Brown had two touchdown passes in the same season, by the way.
They put it on tape once, and then they did it again.
Zay Jones had a pass attempt. I guess that doesn't count. And I guess maybe that's it. Devin Singletary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Devin Singletary caught one. So, yeah. Keep them on your toes once in a while.
Speaking of Singletary, we've done a lot of checking in on former Bills. Maybe you watched Jordan Poyer with Miami. Maybe you've seen Tre'Davious White in L.A. He's playing for them a bit. Doesn't quite look the same. Maybe you're, of course, a lot of people are focusing on what Diggs is doing. Singletary, let me know if this sounds familiar. ProFootballTalk.com. Devin Singletary focused on ball security after two lost fumbles.
Oh, yeah. Not surprising at all.
It's kind of amazing Singletary has been able to stay in the league as long as he has, considering how much he fumbles. It was amazing he kept the job here as long as he did. And now he's playing in New York for Brian Dable. And Dable would know the entire time this guy's been in the league, he puts the ball on the ground.
Right. He has coaches, I guess, that are just like, you're fine. For whatever reason, he kind of skates on it.
He lost a fumble in each of the last two games.
Yeah.
He has 16 fumbles since 2019.
I know there was a point in time, like a year and a half, 2 years ago, where he had the highest fumble rate in the league with Melvin Gordon, who is no longer in the league.
Right.
So I would guess if I were to look it up, he's probably the most fumble prone running back in football in the last 6 years. So that's not surprising to me at all that they're talking about him fumbling the ball in New York at all. Yeah. They don't really have a backup behind him, and they also paid him. So like they're not taking him off the field,
well,
I think.
But how much is it like anything else? Every player is going to have something they don't do well, almost every player. With Singletary, it's fumbles. What is it with James Cook?
Drops.
Yes, drops, the occasional drops. Pass. Like, but what? Which of those two can you live with? A drop. I'll take a drop over a fumble all day. A drop is, what is it, first, second, or third down? Okay, that might be a problem. But a fumble is flat out giving the other team a chance to get the ball.
Is it strange with Cook that he has five pretty high-profile drops, which are most of his drops? They are all walk-in touchdowns.
Yeah.
He would have five more touchdowns had he just been... They're not hard, also. Like, that is maybe the thing with Cook, is there's a frustration of, dude, these are easy passes you're dropping. The one, maybe this one was the hardest that he dropped on Monday. Of like, it's kind of in a bucket throw over the shoulder, right? It's a little bit, he's got to extend a little bit for it, but you're not laying out. You're not diving for this football. It's there. Allen put it there for you. And your linebacker that's covering you is 5 yards behind you. It's not a contested catch. It's a route. It's a pretty easy pitch and catch by NFL standards. And he had four of those last year that were same thing. There's really nobody around him. The ball is right there. Just catch it. That's maybe the most infuriating thing with Cook is his drops are on the easiest passes ever, and they are for walk-in touchdowns. And maybe his reputation as a player, maybe he'd have more respect. He's getting respect around the league, but would his profile be even higher if instead of, you know, in the last 2 years he's got seven touchdowns?
Oh, for sure. He'd be thought of as one of the best pass-catching backs in the league.
He'd have 12.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550. Jeremy
Zach
and
Moss
Joe.
Also starting, by the way, right now.
What was that?
Zach Moss also starting right now. You got a bunch of former Bills starting.
803-0550. The Sabres are having a nice little preseason. They're off to Europe next. Season getting started soon. And, you know, maybe they'll be a fun team.
There's a new mural.
We got to talk about the mural.
The mural.
I'm ready to have hot takes on the new mural, which looks pretty good. So good for the Sabres to freshen that up. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.